This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Today, the Caps traded Kuznetsov, who'd already been placed on waivers, sent to Hershey. To get rid of Kuznetsov, the Capitals had to take on 50% of the money remaining on his deal. They get a third-round pick back in 2025, which actually feels like pretty good value, frankly, for a player that they wanted to move on from. But you paid money to do it, retaining 50% of the contract. Kuzi is 31. His deal goes through next hockey season. Total cap hit of $7.8 million next year, a little over $8 million, I should say, in actual money owed. And they're going to pay about half of that. Basically, they're saying, you take him, we'll give you some money, you give us a third-round pick. But Kuzi is one of those, to steal a description from Facebook, it's complicated with Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Cup hero, legend, the best player for Washington, without a doubt, in their 2018 Cup run in the playoffs. He was amazing. He scored the breakaway goal on a feed from Alex Ovechkin to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 6 into this moment still what was the greatest sports moment of my life. The Nats were on in 19 was amazing. I'm not saying it wasn't more fun or every bit as good as the Caps run, but at that moment, you expected in overtime you were going to lose to the Penguins because that's what always happened.
Yeah, Caps were first, man. They broke through.
You expected that they would lose in Game 7 because that's what always happened, and they wouldn't get out of Round 2. Until Evgeny Kuznetsov on the fly, giving him the bird, changed the world in a moment that so many of us will never forget.
Tang on the right wing to Crosby. Poke check away, and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot, and it comes in over. He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exercised! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
First of
chills,
all,
chills, bro.
What a damn call.
Chills.
By John Walsh.
Come on.
God, that's so good. That is aged like fine wine, by the way.
Mm-mm-mm.
That call. Kuzi did it. The breakaway, going to the backhand. You couldn't really tell initially.
Yeah, so
he knew.
I remember in the room with all my buddies watching the game, my one friend goes, oh, he saved it. And then when I saw goaltender turn his little head over that left shoulder, I saw crestfallen, pudgy GED, no teeth fans right behind just sink into their seats. I said, no, he didn't. The celebration. They beat those bastards. So much joy is taken from me. Over those years, I got a little back.
One of my favorite sounds ever, I didn't know how much I loved it until that cup run,
yeah,
is the road game walk-off win, mm-hmm, where you hear your team like screaming and it's weird noises and clanking and sticks being dropped and, you know, everything being thrown in the air and guys piling on each other.
Why is it so quiet?
It's like the mics picking up from a distance, the squealing and the screaming.
Yep.
But no, you can't hear everything because it's so quiet in the crowd. Because all of those people are doing the thing that I did dozens.
So many times.
And dozens of times at Capital One Arena. You mentioned it. The slumping into your seat, the staring right down at the ground, all the great moments of the season kind of replaying in your head, the campaign and what you thought might happen in the playoffs flashing before your eyes.
1,000-yard stare into oblivion.
And then you just kind of slowly get up. You don't say a word to anyone around you. And you start slinking up the steps into the concourse for a really sad drive home in the beginning of your offseason. And they were doing it.
It was their
turn. And my team was piling on each other.
It was their turn.
It was because of Kuz.
You now, suffer, not me.
He has been a massive disappointment pretty much since then.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he was one of the worst players in the league. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle him. 17 points, 43 games. If you look at the analytics really dating back to the start of last year, Kuzi, from a metric standpoint, has been, certainly at his price tag, but just in general, you know, one of the worst marquee players in hockey. This is not even to talk about some of the off-field issues on the ice that he's been dealing with. So the Capitals were just good. They were ready to move on. I think they probably tried to trade him the last two off seasons. And with so much term left, no one was going to take him on, seemingly unmotivated or just not at the top of his game. But while I am happy it's over today,
yep.
Like this is a good thing for the Capitals. You free up some money. You move on from the Kuznetsov act over the last few seasons, if you will.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To say anything other than the lead should be Stanley Cup champion, Stanley Cup hero, the guy that brought you the cup with a few of his buddies. Like, that has to be where the conversation starts. And then we can do whatever else we want to.
Mm-hmm.
But 18, man.
Yep.
18 happened, buddy. We'll always have it.
They took the poison away. They fixed the wound. All that bile and venom and hatred and malice and depression and sadness that comes with being a DC sports fan. They opened up that pipe, let all the steam out. I don't have the same venom. I saw my two championships. I got back-to-back championships. I'm good for another while. I'm not going to have all that darkness in my heart every time the other team gets possession of the puck or scores the first run in the series or, you know, makes a three-point shot against my team. I'll be fine. I'll be able to root and go up and down because of what that group did, and he's the one who beat Pittsburgh. He did it.
This was the call on television. This was the NBC national telecast, also known as the Penguins home feed, during that playoff run
mm-hmm.
where the Capitals eliminated those damn Penguins with Kuznetsov scoring.
One strike away from a seventh game, or one strike away for the Caps from a meeting with Tampa Bay in the conference final. It is Ovechkin moving back. He gets it onto Kuznetsov, moving on in. He scores! The Capitals have made it to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 19 years.
Give him the bird, Kuz. Give him the bird. Let's go. By the way, Doc Emmerich's the best.
So good.
Now, he is a Pittsburgh native, for the record. He's mm-hmm. a Pittsburgh guy.
I think all the guys in that broadcast were Pittsburgh natives.
He's actually the one that he's even from Pittsburgh that like doesn't come off as a Penguins fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's just the best and the nicest guy that's ever lived, by the way. What a great call by him.
Yeah, he's a poet.
I remember, like the rest of you, uh-huh. exactly where I was. The unbridled joy. Just grabbing anyone near you and hugging them until they couldn't breathe. Just squeezing them as hard as you could. The celebration was on. And how about Ovi starting that.
Yep. Never forget that part too, right?
Ovi,
little poke check, little steal off a Crosby stick. Sorry about it.
Winning a puck, sending it ahead. Evgeny means necessary.
Absolutely.
The boys are on to the Eastern Conference final.
It's the again that moment of joy, and you. I don't want to say you. It balances, or you kind of forget about everything else. But I think you touched on it. I mean, pretty much before that, and then even directly after that, unbelievable amounts of disappointment. You know, for a guy that is so capable, is so good. Not that much is expected of fourth line Freddie, a dude with those gifts. And that unbelievable set of skills and stick handling and speed and grace, just an absolute superstar who didn't seem to want it. That rubs a lot of fans the wrong way.
The Caps have 26 draft selections over the next 3 years. Everyone keeps screaming that they should be rebuilding. What do you think they're doing?
Rebuilding?
Just because they still have Alex Ovechkin and John Carlson and TJ Oshie doesn't mean they aren't retooling and rebuilding this thing as they go. 26 draft picks now after their flurry of moves here. The deadline is still 40 minutes away. Waiting on word to see what happens. I'd be surprised if Max Pacioretty isn't traded. Less likely, but it's possible, I guess, Lindgren or Dowd could be moved. Nick Dowd's probably my favorite player on the team, so I'm hoping, unless they get a first-round pick, that they don't trade him. They better get some good value with guys who have some term and control left going into next season. But Kuzi gets the goodbye treatment on Grant and Danny. When one of our DC sports heroes leaves, you know the drill right here on The Fan.
I will remember you.
Tang on the right wing to Crosby. Poke check away, and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot, and it comes in over. He scores! He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exorcised! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
I would have preferred it not to have been the Carolina Hurricanes, if I could just pick some nits real quick.
Yeah, I mean, if it was one of those things where it was up to me, does he go to Carolina? I go, no.
Like the Dallas Stars would have felt better.
The LA Kings.
Sure.
Vancouver.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. You want to talk Kuzi? 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Next, Mel Kiper thinks that J.J. McCarthy is climbing the draft board so much so that Commanders fans might need to start considering a possible McCarthy selection. Let's get into that next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.